भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 19, entitled The Island of Jambudvip. Text 25.
Praptan jatim trivaye chadantavo. Praptandrijatim sviha ye cha dantava. Jnana kriya dravya kalapa sambhita. Navayate ran apunarbhavayate. Bhuyo vanauka iva yanti bandhunam. Prapta nrijatim tvihaye cha jantava. Jnana kriya dravya kalapa sambhita. Navayate ran apunarbhavayate. Bhuyo vanauka iva yanti bandhanam. Prapta nrijatim tvihaye cha jantava. Jnana kriya dravya kalapa sambhita. Navayate ran apunarbhavayate. Bhuyo vanauka iva yanti bandhanam.
Jatin,
Bhuyo vanauka iva yanti bandhanam.
Prapta
nrijatim trihaye cha jantava. Jnana kriya dravya kalapa sambhita. Navayate ran apunarbhavayate. Bhuyo vanauka iva yanti bandhanam.
Yudhis,
jatim trihaye cha jantava. Kriya dravya kalapa sambhita.
Nirjatim, a birth in human society, to certainly Iha, in this land of Bharat Varsha, Ye, those who, Cha, also, Jantavaha, the living beings, Jnana, with knowledge, Kriya, with activities, Dravya, of ingredients, Kalapa, with a collection, Sambritam, full, Na, not, Vai, certainly, Yateran, endeavor, Apunah Bhavaya, for the position of immortality, Te, such persons, Bhuyaha, again, Vanaukaha, birds, Iva, like, Yanti, go, Bandhanam, to bondage. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation: Bharat Varsha offers the proper land and circumstances in which to execute devotional service. Which can free one from the results of jnana and karma. If one obtains a human body in the land of Bharatvarsha, with clear sensory organs, with which to execute the Sankirtan Yajna, but in spite of this opportunity he does not take to devotional service, he is certainly like liberated forest animals and birds that are careless and are therefore again bound by a hunter. Purport: In the land of Bharatvarsha, one can very easily perform the Sankirtan Yajna, which consists of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnoho, or one can perform other methods of devotional service such as Smaranam, Vandanam, Archanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, and Atmanivedanam. In Bharatvarsha, one has the opportunity to visit many holy places, especially Lord Chaitanya's birth site and Lord Krishna's birth site, Navadvip and Vrindavan, where there are many pure devotees who have no desire other than to execute devotional service. Anya bhilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavratam. And one may thus become free from the bondage of material conditions. Other paths, such as the path of jnana and the path of karma, are not very profitable. Pious activities can elevate one to the higher planetary systems, and by speculative knowledge one can merge into the Brahman existence, but that is not real profit, for one has to come down again, even from the liberated condition of being merged in Brahman, and certainly one must come down from the heavenly kingdom. One should endeavor to go back home, back to Godhead. Yanti much mad yajinopimam. Otherwise, there is no difference between human life and the lives of jungle animals and beasts and birds. Animals and birds also have freedom, but because of the law of birth, they cannot use it. Taking advantage of all the facilities offered him, a human being who has taken birth in the land of Bharatvarsha should become a fully enlightened devotee and go back home, back to Godhead. This is the subject matter of the Krishna consciousness movement. The inhabitants of places other than Bharatvarsha have facilities for material enjoyment, but they do not have the same facilities to take to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised that one who has taken birth as a human being in Bharatvarsha must first realize himself as a part and parcel of Krishna, and after taking to Krishna consciousness, he must distribute this knowledge all over the world. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swaparantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Paschatve Shatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayati Girimyat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinakaranam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I beg for the blessings of senior Vaishnava sitting here, Vanubhat Prabhu and Bhakti Tirth Damodar Maharaj and so many other senior Vaishnavas. It doesn't befit me to sit here and speak on this transcendental subject matter, but just taking some strength from the order that I have been given to speak here, I am daring to speak something based on my little understanding on this such a beautiful purport given by our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada. So here in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is beginning with a very, very profound faith-giving and highly inspiring statement, saying in the land of Bharatvarsha one can very easily perform the Sankirtan Yajna, which consists of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu or other processes. So Srila Prabhupada, a pure devotee of Krishna, is making the statement. As his followers, it behooves us to take empowerment from the statement of Srila Prabhupada. Although sometimes it is said, like yesterday we were hearing such a beautiful class from Sutta Kirti Prabhu. Somehow after hearing from him, I felt Krishna consciousness is so simple. We just have to chant the holy names, give an opportunity to people of this world to chant the holy names, distribute Krishna prasadam. And just by the mercy of the holy name and the potency of the prasadam, people will take to the process of Krishna consciousness. And somehow, in this spirit, I was studying Srimad Bhagavatam, And the first canto, first chapter, the second verse itself, Srila Prabhupada makes a point similar to this. The Krishna consciousness is very simple, but the application is very difficult. That's where the problem comes. Till there it is all right. The process is very simple. So one of the aspects of the simple process is, if pure devotee is making a statement that it is easy to practice Krishna consciousness in this Bharatvarsha, that means we should not think that the application part will also be difficult here. At least it will be comparatively much easier. Why? Srila Prabhupada is saying that. This was the spirit behind Prahlad Maharaj's fearlessness. We were just celebrating this most auspicious festival of Narasingha Chaturdashi, where we heard how so many atrocities were done upon Prahlad Maharaj by his own father. But Prahlad Maharaj was not seeing those difficulties as difficulties given by his father. He was just living a normal day. Every day he used to get up and just live his life as he is, facing whatever comes his way. He was not fearful of those difficulties. Why? Because when he was in his mother's womb and he was being attempted to be murdered by Indra, Indra had come to kill Kayadu, fearing that in the womb of Kayadu there would be another Hiranyakashipu. At that time, Narad Muni appeared on the scene and said to Indra, "Do not try to kill this child. This child cannot be killed." He made that statement, "This child cannot be killed." Prahlad Maharaj in the womb heard that statement. And he took strength. Jai Shri Gauranitai, Shri Krishna Balram, Shri Radha, Shyam Sundar Ji ki jai. Prahlad Maharaj took empowerment from that statement. If Narad Muni is saying this child cannot be killed, what can Hiranyakashipu do? What can anyone on the planet do? This is the power of faith on the words of a pure devotee of Krishna. This is what makes the process very simple. All we have to do is, if Srila Prabhupada is saying bhakti is easy in Bharatvarsha, let's not argue on it. Why? What's so hot here? If you go to another part of the world where the climate is cooler, maybe I can perform bhakti better. Don't use our material logic to understand and justify the statement of a pure devotee. If Srila Prabhupada says bhakti is very easily performed in the land of Bharatvarsha, let's accept it. And the same purport, Canto 1, Chapter 1, Verse 2, Prabhupada makes the point that if we somehow accept the words of a pure devotee, we can at once become a Paramahamsa. Sadhya hid avaruddhyate takritibhi shushushubhi tatshanat. Sadhya means immediately. One, Prabhupada explains in the purport, that simply by accepting the words of a pure devotee, one can immediately come to the platform of a Paramahamsa, because you are accepting the words of a Paramahamsa with faith. That's the power of faith. And that's what was seen from the life of Prahlad Maharaj. Such a beautiful principle. So all we have to do is, yes, if Srila Prabhupada is making the statement here, in the land of Bharatvarsha, one can easily perform Sankirtan Yajna, which consists of Shravanam Kirtanam. The more we are able to put faith on the statement, we will see things are becoming easier to perform. Bhakti is becoming really easy to perform. What was making it difficult? Our own lack of faith on such statements. So the moment we get to hear such statements, we should not leave them. Access the full potency within those statements by putting some faith. And to the degree we are able to put faith, we will actually experience the ease that Srila Prabhupada is talking about here in performing bhakti. Otherwise, as we all know, we are practicing for some couple of years. We all experience how difficult it is to chant the holy names. Sometimes the beat bag becomes so heavy that it drops from our hands while chanting. After 16 rounds, one devotee said, the beats suddenly become very heavy. We don't want to pick up the beats again to chant the holy names. So just such a simple thing as chanting the holy name sometimes appears so difficult. Hearing, sitting in the class and all throughout Srimad Bhagavatam class to be awake, to be able to hear attentively, such a struggle. All we have to do is sit and try to hear, but it appears so difficult because of the influence of modes, because of our own conditioning, our restlessness of the mind. And the list can go on of what is it that makes bhakti difficult, or the practice of the process difficult. But yes, at the same time, if we put some faith on such statements, we will experience ease. Srila Prabhupada is saying that. So in that spirit, Prabhupada goes on in the purport that actually, for those who have got the fortune of coming to the land of Bharatvarsha, either ways, one is those who have got birth in Bharatvarsha, or even those who are having to come to Bharatvarsha and reside here, Prabhupada says, one should take this opportunity to visit the holy places like Vrindavan and Navdvip. And what we have to do in this holy place? Immediately Prabhupada writes, where there are many pure devotees who have no desire other than to execute pure devotional service. It is not easy to practice pure devotional service when we are impure. Sometimes people even doubt, how is it possible? When our heart is impure, how can I practice pure devotional service? And sometimes logically it appears so. One has to be pure to practice pure devotional service. No. One has to be otherwise Bhagavad Gita has no significance. If it were so that to practice pure devotional service we need to be pure, then there is no need to take any instructions, because we are impure. In our impure state, sometimes devotees use this as an excuse to not to make progress. Prabhu, what to do? I am conditioned. Please don't push me too much. I cannot do this service. Actually, I am fallen. Agreed, there is no doubt about it. We all are fallen. We all are conditioned living entities, at least I can say for myself for sure. But still, we can practice pure devotional service. What is pure devotional service? The statement says, Anya Abhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadi Anavartam Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Uttama. That means one's every aspect of life is directed by, every decision of life is directed by, what is it that I can do such that Krishna will be pleased. No other desire except the desire of wanting to live by what pleases Krishna. Now this we have been hearing from our childhood of bhakti. Goal of life is to Krishna praying. When we love someone, what is the symptom of the fact that we love someone? Various answers can be given to this question. One of the aspects of pure love, not the love that we understand of in this world, which is selfish, which is motivated. Symptom of love, pure love, is that one will act in a way which is in accordance with the desires of the beloved. Recently I was talking to a group of brahmacharis. It was a very touching example we discussed. Like in a company, there will be many people working in a company, and there is a boss of that company. So all the people who are working, generally, what is the motivation? Why is a person working in a company? For money. So simple. Doesn't require a PhD scholar to give that answer. Everyone is working to get some money. And people are ready to change company to company, whichever gives a better package in terms of money. For that, they may come on time, they may work hard. But in the same company, there's one person who is not bothered about whether my paycheck comes on time, whether my time of work is getting over. He is simply thinking, how will the company make profit? How will the boss get maximum profit from my work? And he's ready to do anything if required. Outside his job description, outside his work hours, even when he's at home, he is constantly meditating on what will give maximum profit to my boss. Sometimes he even doesn't spend time with his family members. If that's what is required to do some work in the company so that the boss gets maximum profit, sooner or later, the boss of the company will be able to feel that difference in the motivation of this person as compared to other people who are doing everything paka, very much punctually, but they are just looking for their paycheck. It's not very difficult to understand. As compared to this person who is ready to do anything, anytime, how dependable will this person be for the boss? He can sometimes leave the company and go for some other work, knowing that if this person is here, I have nothing to fear. Because he will always take a decision in my benefit, in the benefit of the company. He has nothing else in life other than the benefit of the company or my interest. This is how Krishna feels when he sees someone practicing pure devotional service. This is pure devotional service. Absorption in the interest of the beloved. Pure devotional service doesn't mean you have to be constantly thinking of Krishna, Krishna. Thinking of the interest of Krishna. What is it that Krishna will be happy to see me doing? What is it that Krishna will be happy to see me speaking? So then we come to the Srimad Bhagavatam class not because I'll get some nice point to hear. Because Krishna will be happy to see me sitting and hearing about Him. Then we'll not chant the holy name because what to do, Sola Mala, 16 rounds we have to finish. Somehow I have to pull down the beads and finish my quota today. We'll think Krishna will be so happy seeing me chant. Let me chant another mala and another mala. One feels the pain and the pleasure of the Lord. Just yesterday I was taking prasadam in a Krishna hall. And I came across a very beautiful statement by Srila Prabhupada, which was very boldly written there on the wall. Very beautiful, please hear attentively. And try to feel what Srila Prabhupada is feeling in this statement. Prabhupada said, many of you must have seen it. If there is a little pain in finger, I become so much disturbed because I have got intimate connection with the finger. Similarly, we have got intimate connection with Krishna and we are fallen. Therefore, Krishna feels little pain and therefore he comes down. Krishna is feeling pain. So, you become Krishna conscious. Then Krishna will feel pleasure. Just see. This is the motivation of a preacher to speak about Krishna consciousness philosophy. He is not speaking to show how much I know. He is not even speaking so that people will become my followers. He is just speaking, one, because Krishna will be happy seeing me speak about Him. And second, if at all Krishna so desires, somebody is inspired to take to the process, how happy will Krishna feel? His motivation is simply coming from the fact Krishna will be pleased if someone takes to Krishna consciousness. This is pure devotional service. In Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada makes the point in the last verse of chapter 6, Yoginam api sarvesham matkate nantaratmana. Shaddhavan bhajate yavam samayuktatamomata. That Upas says how bhakti is not like any other path, like you're talking about your karma, jnana. Bhakti is, it's like, an Acharya gave an example, it's like there are various mountains. And somebody is seeing which mountain is taller than the other. And amongst all the mountains, which is the tallest? So there's a competition going on between which mountain is taller. And then comes a golden mountain, which is tallest. So the glory of that golden mountain is not that it is tallest. It is a golden mountain. It is not like mountain of mud and some trees. It is a golden mountain. It is a class apart. So sometimes bhakti appears like we are doing activities like a karmi or a karma yogi or a jnana yogi. But bhakti is a class apart, because in bhakti we are like this employee who are absorbed in the interest of the boss. Whereas in other processes, we want to make progress, we want to become pure. But a bhakti yogi doesn't think of his purity, doesn't think of how much advancement am I making. He is simply concerned about giving pleasure to Krishna. And because Krishna is pleased if I become pure, let me get purified. This is the spirit behind pure devotional service. And this is what Prabhupada says is easy in the land of Bharatvarsha to practice. And then, as we were discussing the previous point, how in an impure state can we come to this consciousness of purity? Whereas absorption is simply on Krishna, what gives pleasure to Krishna. So all decisions of our life is guided by, should I eat prasadam right now or later? Should I come for this class or not? Should I chant the holy name at the morning hours or later hours? All decisions of a devotee who is practicing pure devotional service is guided by what will please Krishna in this situation. Not what is convenient, what is practical, what is comfortable, what I like to do. Generally, by default, all our decisions are guided by what I like, what I don't like. I like to chant, so I'll chant. I like to study, so I'll study. I like to study this book, so I'll study this book. We are not even concerned. Will Krishna be happy seeing me study this book? So this shift of consciousness is Krishna consciousness. Shift of consciousness from what pleases me to what pleases Krishna. Simple, but so profound. Appears difficult, but no, Srila Prabhupada says, it's easy in Bharatvarsha. So as Srila Prabhupada himself says in the purport, how to practice this pure devotional service, being impure. Srila Prabhupada says, this requires association of a pure devotee. Now what does it mean to associate with a pure devotee? Sit and take prasad with him, sleep with him, move around with him wherever he goes. That's not the meaning of associating. Srila Prabhupada says there may be a cow moving around in the engineering college for 4 years. She will not come out after 4 years with an engineering degree, because she has been in the college around. So simply being around a pure devotee is not what gives us the benefit of being. Still there is some benefit, no doubt. There is some agya sukriti. But actually to get benefit from pure association is possible, Prabhupada says, we associate with a sadhu through our ears. We don't associate with a sadhu through eyes or through any other sense organ. We begin with associating through ears by hearing from the sadhu with some submission. Not hearing that, let me see what he speaks. Just in a very casual kind of a mode where I'll accept what I want from what he speaks and I'll reject what I don't like from what he speaks. Then we'll get some little benefit, but not really the real benefit of associating with a pure devotee. Pure devotee is an ocean of mercy, just like Krishna. He can give us tons of advancement within a moment. But problem is, we are looking for something else than what he wants to give. Like Prabhupada gave the example, people come to me and say, Swamiji, give me your blessings. Once somebody in a train compartment, Srila Prabhupada was sitting with his sannyasi disciples. And in India, generally, people have this feeling towards a sadhu, especially in saffron. They come and seek for blessings. And similarly, one merchant came to Srila Prabhupada in the compartment and said, Swamiji, please give me your blessings. And Prabhupada pointed towards one of his sannyasi disciples, this is my blessing, do you want it? That means, do you want to renounce your so-called family life and become a sadhu like this? This is my blessing. Sadhu is here to give us Krishna. He is not here to fulfill your material desires. And generally people in this world approach a sadhu because he will solve the problems of my life. He will help me to be a better sense gratifier. That is not the business of a sadhu. Because he will give what pleases Krishna. Will giving sense gratification to him please Krishna? Sometimes yes. Sometimes a sadhu feels he is so much absorbed in his own happiness and distress. Let me do something to relieve his distress for the time being, then give him the real thing. Like once Srila Prabhupada was talking to a car racing driver. And Prabhupada was talking, which car do you drive? What is the engine in that car? Which tires are fitted in that car? And Prabhupada was talking a lot about the car, the engine, the model. And disciples of Prabhupada was thinking, what happened to Prabhupada? He's got absorbed in talking about the car and the engine and such things. Prabhupada talked practically for half an hour, approximately, about this cars, various cars and the car racing. And this person speaking to Prabhupada was really inspired the way Prabhupada was taking interest in knowing about the cars and the car race. And then Prabhupada says, in the car races that you have participated, there must be some accidents also. Yes, Swamiji. There must be some people who may have died also. Prabhupada said, yes. Do you know what is death? No. And then Prabhupada began speaking for more than an hour to this person. So sometimes it is required that the person, just to make him feel comfortable, somewhat, one may give something that he needs, or he wants, sorry. So preaching begins with giving what the person wants, and then give him what he actually needs. That's Krishna. So sometimes an expert preacher may apply this kind of a strategy. But his goal is not to talk about this car racing driver, car race and things like that, and engines and the cars and models of the car. His goal is, he is bridging, he is having a bridge program, whereas that discussion about the car was like a bridge between his current condition of consciousness to accepting Krishna. And then Prabhupada gave Krishna conscious philosophy. So Prabhupada basically prepared him through the other conversation to give him Krishna. So pure devotee of the Lord, his business is only to give Krishna. And the way he gives Krishna is through his speech. So if we want to associate or we want to practice pure devotional service, first we have to, as Prabhupada says, go to the holy places where there are pure devotees residing who have no other desire except to execute pure devotional service. We have to find such a sadhu, we have to hear from him, with some, as much as possible, submission. Submission means, I accept whatever you say, without any arguments, without any challenge. Whatever you say, I accept. That means we put down our intellectual filters. Then there will be a lot of benefit hearing from the pure soul. And as we keep hearing, without our knowledge, the material desires which are so difficult to remove from within our heart, suddenly you will realize the desires are gone. Srila Prabhupada says in the same purport in the first canto, It's like associating with a pure devotee is like entering into an elevator. When you enter into an elevator, the door closes and you just stand. And after a few minutes, half a minute or 1 minute, the door opens and you are on the 10th floor. Now what did you do to reach the 10th floor? You were just standing. Simply standing is not enough. You have to enter the elevator. Then all you have to do is don't create utpat. Don't create trouble for the elevator mates. Otherwise they may open the door in between some other floor and throw you out. Just remain standing in that elevator. Cooperate with the elevator lift man. Just tell him which floor you want to go and he will take you without any effort from your side. That's how simple bhakti becomes by the association of a pure devotee. We don't have to focus on removing our lust, our envy, our greed, our ego. These things are like huge, huge mountains. From our own effort, by our own effort, we cannot destroy these mountains. They are too powerful. And they have been generated since millions of lifetimes. But pure association has that potency. Without our knowledge, it's not that you have to climb that mountain to cross it. When we come in the association of a pure devotee, we are elevated to a height beyond the height of the mountain and we cross without any much effort from our side. This is what the easy part of bhakti is. Otherwise, the path of bhakti can appear extremely complex and difficult. So many things to do, so many books to read, so many services to do. Which one should I do? Should I do this or that? And so much confusion. So therefore Srila Prabhupada is saying when coming to a holy place means associating with pure devotees there. So it's easier to find a pure devotee in holy places like Vrindavan and Navadvipa purposes. Prabhupada is saying we have to have faith. It's easier to find a pure devotee, a pure devotees, Prabhupada uses a plural state word. It's easier to find pure devotees and associate with them then. That will make the process so very easy. So Sankirtan Yajna surely so simple. We just have to chant the holy names. Just hear about Krishna. Just take some Krishna Prasad. Process is actually very simple. So let us not make it complex if we go into too much of an effort zone. But there has to be this association of a pure devotee in our life. There has to be how to get, as I was discussing, we have to hear from a pure devotee and take the instructions extremely seriously. This is why Prabhupada says satisfaction of a pure devotee or of a bona fide spiritual master is the secret to success in practice of Krishna consciousness. And how to satisfy the pure devotee spiritual master? It is simply by following the instructions. Instructions are coming from a transcendental realm to our realm. When we are with an impure state, there is no way to access transcendence while being within the modes. But pure devotees' instructions are transcendental but accessible at the level of by being within modes, just like deities. Deities are transcendental, but still we can perceive them through our blunt senses also. Instructions are like that, coming from a transcendental realm, but if we try to execute them at our level of consciousness, there is potency within those transcendental instructions to uplift us beyond our modes, beyond our anarthas. So then anartha nivritti becomes a joyful process. It's not a stressful process, a struggling process. There is some little struggle, but it's a joyful struggle because of that association. We have to connect to that instruction. Like Srila Prabhupada, we were hearing such a beautiful example yesterday. Shruta Kirti Prabhu said when he was traveling in Vrindavan in a car with Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada passed across the Samadhi Mandir of his Guru Maharaj, And Prabhupada just bent down while being within the car and offered obeisances to his special master. Seeing which some of his godmothers criticized Prabhupada. Just see, what kind of a disciple is he? From the car only he is offering obeisances to his special master. And Shatrughna Deepa was explaining yesterday, so because he was a live personality there sitting and experiencing that anger of Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was such an angry mood hit with his fist, saying that I am with my spiritual master 24 hours a day. Prabhupada made that statement so many times. There was never a time when I am separated from my spiritual master. Sometimes when he was asked, how often did you associate with your spiritual master? Because Prabhupada is always, he was conscious of the instructions of a spiritual master. This is how one associates with a spiritual master. So simple. We have been hearing, I am not telling something new to all of you. But the point is, such simple philosophy is given to us. But we make it difficult because, one, lack of faith. How can I put faith? Especially when the instructions given to us are not according to our likes and dislikes. It is something different. I remember first time when I joined the movement, first time I entered a Hare Krishna temple, I was a young boy doing my engineering. And the temple president in the temple gave me the first service saying, take this receipt book, go on the streets and collect some funds for Krishna. And somehow, coming from a background that I never liked to ask for money from someone, this was the last thing I would have ever wanted to do on the planet. And Krishna was so expert, this is the very first service he gave me, because he wanted to crush my conception of what I like. This is service to Krishna. Of course I did it. It was so humiliating. Somebody gave me 1 rupee, somebody gave me 2 rupees, somebody said, get lost, you beggar. And it was so hurting to my ego. Well, I had so much money in my pocket while I was asking for money. Once I thought, let me not go to ask for money, let me just give what is in my pocket and I will tell the man, temple president, that I have collected so much funds, he will be so happy. But somehow something within my heart said, let me go and collect some funds. It was very difficult, but at the same time, now I can appreciate. It must have been so purifying to my ego. So sometimes when such unpalatable things are told to us, it's surely difficult because our ego doesn't allow us to accept those instructions. But that's why this philosophy we are hearing every day, so that something sticks. And even if the heart doesn't agree, with some intellectual conviction, let me do it. Because if this is what is pleasing to Krishna, let me put some effort into it. I don't agree with it in my heart of hearts, still let me do it. How pleased will be Krishna to see this? That's how initially Arjuna was feeling when he didn't want to fight. Krishna said, for me you fight, I am telling you to fight, I want you to fight, that's enough for reason to fight. Just fight now. This motivation is pure devotional service. And pure devotional service is so powerful. Not one life, few minutes of practice of this principle. If we don't have to go stay in the elevator for many weeks or months to reach from the ground floor to the even 100th floor. Few minutes are enough to take us to the 100th floor. It's so easy. But we have to stay silently standing, waiting for the door to open. Not get impatient, what is this? I have been standing for the last 20 seconds and the door is not opening. Sometimes people say, Prabhuji, 5 years I have been chanting Hare Krishna, still the anarthas are there. Hare, 5 million lives you have been accumulating them. And Krishna will clear them from your heart when Krishna wants. So why can't Krishna come and clear now? People question. Because that's not what Krishna wants. Why he doesn't want? Because he loves you. And he wants your ego to be chiseled little by little. Because with ego, we cannot enter in the spiritual world, with false ego. So he has to chisel that ego. And that part of chiseling the ego, Krishna doesn't do directly. He does through his representatives. Balramji, Nityananda Prabhu and his representatives. It's Guru who deals with the ego of people, which is the toughest thing to do. Krishna also doesn't dare do it. He can, but he doesn't. This is the service given. So therefore, if we don't have such association and take instructions as seriously as we can, the pure devotional path will not begin. And then without this path, the path of bhakti will become very troublesome, very difficult. Time to time, difficulties will come, situations will come, we'll get confused what to do in this situation. And we'll apply our logic, our practical intelligence to resolve those situations, and we'll make the situations worse. It's like a mesh. We'll get further and further caught up in the mesh. So Srila Prabhupada is giving such an easy way out to perfect our life after having received a human body and getting an opportunity to come to India and within India to a holy place like we all are in Vrindavan. What an opportunity! By mercy of Srila Prabhupada we have got. Now let us utilize this opportunity. It's like we have come to the ocean, we have come to the river. Now let us drink the water. That we have to open our mouth. And Srila Prabhupada, through his speech is inspiring us. Come on, open your mouth. I'll pour the water in your mouth, but at least we have to open it. Prabhupada is taking the trouble to even take the pitcher and put it in the mouth. But if we sit like this, Prabhupada will not force us. Devotees will not force us. They will wait with the pitcher next to our mouth. One day this person will open the mouth. And keep inspiring him. Please see some very fresh cooling water. It will actually satisfy your thirst. Please open your mouth. How do I know whether it will quench my thirst? If you keep intellectualizing it, Hare, come on, open it and taste. If you don't like it, don't taste it. After that, once at least open your mouth. That's how compassionate are the pure souls. They are waiting and waiting and waiting patiently. That's how Krishna is painfully, as Prabhupada says, waiting for us to look at him and accept the process, which is so simple, so joyful. Hare Krishna. Tantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Prabhu, if you have any comments to correct me anywhere, or something you'd like to share in your realization on, can we have a mic? Just a minute, please, just a minute. Please answer your own question. I mean, you can say something. I thought you'll give some wonderful comment and nourish our heart with your. As Prabhupada gave this beautiful example of a forest animal, didn't use just an example of an animal. A forest animal who is right now free to eat what he wants, to do what he wants, go where he wants, sleep when he wants. But it's just a matter of time. A hunter who is looking for an animal will hunt him down, and he'll become a bound animal. His freedom will be totally curtailed. So the free animal is compared to a human body. Human body is an opportunity where we have free will to Prabhupada gave in one class, he said, to take shelter of Maya or Krishna. He moved like this on left and right sides. One side is Maya, one side is Krishna. Human body, we have this free will to either take shelter of Maya or Krishna. And a bound animal is compared to getting from human species to animal species. If we don't misuse our free will to take to Krishna, rather we succumb to Maya or the desires of our own heart, then we'll get next species, we may not get a human body. And other bodies except human body, we do not have the free will to accept Krishna. The